Can I put a new cause in motion? Can I put a new cause in motion? Really? Can I put a new cause in motion? I like to put new cause in motion because I'd like to have a better way of living. I'd like to have more wonderful things happening in my life. I'd like to live a life that is fabulous and wonderful and glorious in every possible way. But can I put a new cause in motion? Well, it's easy if I can let go of the old cause, if I can let go of the old problem, if I can let go of that which is past, that which is no longer mine, that which is no longer concerning me, if I can let go of it. But can I let go of it? That's the hardest part. Letting go of the past, letting go of what happened before, letting go of attitudes, letting go of ways of thinking that I've been brought up with. And they're not just all that too cool. Ways of thinking I've been brought up with are ways of judgment, ways of attitude where I feel that I'm superior to somebody else or somebody else is superior to me. Yeah, what a lousy way to look at life, having somebody else superior to me. Think about it. Think about it really, truly. We have so many attitudes, so many conditions in our life that we have built up and we have thought they are really the most important things in the world. We have thought they're the only thing in the world. We thought they're the only thing that we should use to guide our thinking, to guide our attitudes, to guide our way of living. And so we live by that attitude. Now, one of the things that we have done, and this is something that everybody howls about every time I mention it, but one of the things that we have done is we have thought that we can claim something that is not ours. We have thought that we can look at something that doesn't belong to us and possess it and want it and love it and sort of demand that it be in our life. Well, we can do that, but it's not going to help us. We want only that which belongs to us. Can I put a new cause in motion? Well, think about the lost and found. Think about things that are lost and things that are found. It's not mine. Whatever is lost from somebody else is not mine, whether I find it or not, or whether I pick it up, or whether I turn it into the police department, or whether I try to find the owner, whatever. I remember Heinz Hertley. He used to be the most forgetful guy. He'd go into restaurants and leave his wallet there. Not once, but many times. And every single time he would do that, he would get a telephone call later in the day, maybe the next day. Someone would say, "Hey, I found your wallet." And Heinz would say, "Well, thank you very much. And I'm going to be in town, and I can be happy to pick it up if you'd like me to." And the person would say, "Great, great, great." And so he'd pick it up. Not one penny would be removed from that wallet. Not one credit card. Not one anything. It was just all exactly the way he left it. If we are going to play the game of finders keepers, that what we find, that we can keep. Of what we find, that we can claim as ours. Heinz would never get his wallet back. Because people would find it and they'd say, "Finders keepers. I don't care if there's names in here and ways of returning it to this person. I found it. It's mine. It's mine now. I found it." Well, that's never the case. Never the case. If we find something that doesn't belong to us, it does not belong to us. What is not mine, I do not claim it. Whatever is not mine, I do not claim it. I like my illustration of being out in the middle of nowhere, and there's a $1,000 bill floating around in the air. Someone lost it. And you say, "Well, now, what shall I do? It's not mine. Shall I go and pick it up? It's not mine. If I can't find the owner, it's still not mine. No matter what the condition is, leave it alone. You have nobody to return it to. You have nobody to say who found it, who lost it. So leave it alone. But you know, we've got to pick it up. We say, finders keepers. That's the way we've been trained as little children. And we've been trained that way by our parents. Our parents have taught us that because that's the way they've been taught. And their parents have taught them that because that's the way they've been taught. And it goes on and on. That doesn't make it right. That doesn't make it right. I can put a new cause in motion and I can have all the good in the universe mine and have it belong to me. Have it for me to use and enjoy and put into my world. And it has nothing to do with anybody else. It's not finders keepers. I don't necessarily earn everything I have, but everything I have belongs to me. I may have someone give me something. I may work for a job, and the boss says, "You've done such a good job, I'm going to give you a bonus right now." And he gives us a $100 bill. We say, "Wow, how wonderful. You didn't earn it, but the thing is, it was given to you, and it was yours. It was given to you by someone who had the right, the reason, and the opportunity to give it, and he gave it to you." This happens in our life far more often than we realize. But when we have that finders keepers attitude, when we have that finders keepers, if I found it, I keep it, then we cut off all of the mainline stream of the beauty and the goodness and the allness that life has to offer us. We don't need that $1,000 bill. We were perfectly okay without it before the $1,000 bill came floating past our nose. We don't need anything that doesn't belong to us. If we see something that someone else has and it's a lovely thing, a lovely car, a car perhaps better than ours, or someone with a suit or a coat or a hat or anything at all that is better than what we have, and we claim it and we want it ourselves, well, we don't really want it. We don't really need it. We don't really have it. It's not ours. When we can go around only saying that the abundance of the universe is mine, I live in the abundance of the universe. I live in the wholeness of the universe. You don't want somebody else's health. No way you can get it. You don't want somebody else's hat. Probably wouldn't fit you. You don't want something that's not yours. You want something that is distinctively, definitely yours. And it's yours because you have put the cause in motion that I am surrounded by all good things. I have all the things that make my heart happy, all the things that make my life rich and joyous and wonderful are mine. I have all that could ever make me happy and make everyone in my world happy. I put a new cause in motion today, forgetting that lost and found cause, but whatever is mine is mine. I claim the goodness of the universe is mine, and it's mine. Because I put the cause in motion, I claim it. I claim that all of the joy and the peace and the harmony is mine because I give it out first. I give my unconditional love to everyone first. And no matter what my desires are, but no matter what my enjoyments are, no matter what makes me happy and fulfilled, it's mine right now. And that's all that matters. It's mine right now. And that's all that matters. Nothing else makes any difference in this world but the cause I put in motion. I live in my abundant universe. I have all things that make me happy, joyous, and peaceful. I am a fulfilled being. All is mine now. And I love it. I love it. I love it. Just like I love you. I love you.